Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to Spirit Connection. It's March 17th, 2021, and I tell you, God is moving right now. This week I want to talk about how to reboot your ability to hear the Lord. And stay tuned at the end, because I've got a powerful activation prayer that I'm going to do over you and invite you to a special training that we have going on. How to take your ability to hear, see, and understand to a whole new level. So Lord, we ask right now that you would open the heavens. I pray for those who are discouraged, those who are walking through some tough times. I pray for the turnaround to happen now. I pray that you would just download your power, your love, and your encouragement, hope in Jesus' name. We pray that you would open the heavens over each of us in the way that we need right now. Amen. Well, get ready. This is the season of Passover. Passover starts soon, then Resurrection Sunday, aka Easter. And this is the time that you can get the greater understandings. And sometimes we don't understand what God is doing. We might not understand his timing, especially during the pandemic global storms. But 1 Corinthians 13, 9 and 10 says, "For we know in part, we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears." I tell you, I believe that in 2021, right now, that this time of 1 Corinthians 13:10, the completeness is now coming. There's a greater understanding. What was in part is now disappearing, and the Lord is releasing things. But to get it, we need to reboot our ability. Control, alt, delete. We need to walk through a process right now to get this. I live things out. My gift is one that I live out prophetic words. And so I had actually humbled myself and walked through a time. It was pretty unusual time, to say the least. But right now, how you get through this is 1 Peter 5:6. "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Then in due time, he will lift you up." Due time is now time. The Lord is lifting people up out of the uncertainty. This is just a shifting happening. Last December, things turned around for me. You know, I was walking through this time where I was just trying to get that word. And then the Lord, after I humbled myself and prayed, I said, "Lord, I need to get this broken off. I can't see clearly. I can't hear clearly. I can't understand the way I used to anyway." And I was living out a prophetic word, I believe, for other people. And, you know, it's best to stay on course when you don't know. If you hit a fog bank, if you hit a storm, just stay on course. Keep moving forward. Maybe not as fast, you know, slow down, but you just keep moving forward. And so the Lord wants you to move forward. The enemy wants you to get upset, get angry. God wants you to love people and walk through this time right now the best you can, breaking off fear the best you can. It's really important to stay focused, stay at peace in the midst of all this. And that's why I was saying this last November, December, my Spirit Connection podcast, I kept talking about perfect peace. Well, we need to let go of the past disappointments. Philippians 3:13. "But one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and straining forward for what is ahead. I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus." So just press on. Don't get your eyes off the Lord. And it's time to let go of the past season, the disappointments. Let's let go of all that stuff and the political stuff, the pain of the pandemic, whatever it might be, because there's a shift coming right now, and I want you to be part of it. And there's plenty of work to do in the kingdom right now. God is calling us to something new. And so maybe you need to reboot your understanding of things. We're in a time right now that prophecy, dreams, and visions are playing a great role in the church and business and government and the world. But Satan is trying to shut this down. So as individuals, many people have gotten away from the original purpose of our calling. And let me give you the bottom line of what it is. The original purpose, the foundation of everything that Jesus said, is the greatest thing. He said it over and over. Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. The second is love your neighbor as yourself. All the laws of the prophets hang on these two commandments of loving in the midst of everything. So love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. I can't talk about this enough because that's all Jesus talked about, really. The foundation for hearing God is, when your things aren't clear, it's just go right back to God's love. Focus on His love each day, loving God, loving other people, love yourself, and then everything else will fall into place. In 1 Corinthians 13:2, Paul says this, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but if I do not have love, I am nothing. My goodness, this is something we need to focus on. When we get to heaven, we're not judged on our spiritual gifts. We're not judged on the great things. We're actually, the Lord judges us on our ability to love. And our character is how we treat others is a major part of the restoration that is needed in our lives right now, especially the condition of things right now. But you can do this. We can impact cities, nations, and the world. We can, but we have to start at home. You know, you've got to actually put your own oxygen mask on first. I always say this before you can help anybody else. You've got to be able to love in your own home or you cannot reach the world. You can't give away what you don't have. So I want to really get you ready for what is coming. And I got a very clear prophetic word for the season we're in right now on how to prepare. And the Lord said that He's actually doing three things. And it's out of Matthew 13. And the Lord wants to reboot our ability to see, hear, and understand. Matthew 13:16. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. This is so important right now. And especially these two, Matthew 13:11 and Matthew 13:13. Jesus said, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. And wow, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Then he went on to say a little bit more about it. He said, this is to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah. He says, they will be ever hearing, but never understanding. They will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For people's hearts have become calloused and hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and I would turn and heal them. The Lord is going to move this. I tell you, there's so much in this, man. If you just study this, verse 15, this is Matthew 13:15. Study this. There's a condition that's come over people, and it's caused us to not be able to step into the fullness of understanding. I had to break out of it myself. And I want to invite you to this as well. And we usually get deeper understanding about our situations during Passover to Pentecost. That's what we're entering into at the end of March. But Satan started to block your ability to see, hear, and understand. That's a three-cord attack. You know, Ecclesiastes 4:12 says a cord of three strands is not easily broken. Satan uses that sometimes. He's attacking our ears, our eyes, and our ability to understand. And I put this in my prophetic word for the month of March. And I tell you, we must get this attack removed in order to hear the Lord, because He's got to hear Him, not only hear Him, to understand Him on what to do, to get the understanding of it. And there's these demonic spirits coming against us, causing us to have this. The callous in Matthew 13 talks about the callous hearts. Jesus said, in other translations, it said dullness, that you can have a dull spirit. And so I think it's hitting the world right now. We need to pull down the stronghold over ourselves and release this, because the deep revelation and mysteries are about to pour out during Passover to Pentecost. That's the Matthew 13:11, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven. These are coming right now. And this is the season to get these. But you need to pray and ask the Lord to remove the calluses on your eyes, the condition of any type of whatever it might be. I had to do this. And I was living out a prophetic word. I knew I was, but last December, I believe it was, I was just pressing into the Lord on it. And I was just walking through. I don't remember exactly when it happened, but I know that something happened. And I started to see and hear and understand. Even though I didn't have the big picture, I was getting this. And so I believe the Lord is moving something really good. My goodness, I can feel the presence. He's moving in this. He's causing these things to line up. But this is not a blanket word. You still have to press in to get this word. And I just feel like I'm feeling the power right now shift over, even over this podcast. And, you know, I just want to release this prayer over you. Lord, we pray that you would show us whatever we need to do to come into agreement with love, to come into agreement with heaven, to get our eyes and our ears open and a heart that understands, in Jesus' name. Amen. I feel the power just on this right now. And we need to go back to the basics of love. And quite often, my prophetic words I release, I live them out. And this process right now, the Lord began rebooting my ability to see and hear and understand. And I started doing things differently. When I first started, I started driving a different way to the office. I just started doing everything different. I moved my prayer station. I just started to do things different because the Lord says, I'm doing something different. I just started in a natural doing a couple of things. And then something shifted when I did this. I got this revelation. We're entering into the season of Passover to Pentecost. God wants to speak to you. He gives you the strategies. And I was praying about how to respond for this season. And, you know, we do a training every month. And I felt that it was time to get the blocks off. And it's been a time, it felt like the prophetic needs rebooted right now. I'm not talking about anybody else, just me, you know, that we can hear God clearly, that we can see, we can hear and understand with our hearts. Then that's when he started showing me this Matthew 13 thing. You know, I did a training a little bit ago, last year actually. It was on the seer gift. And it was powerful. In fact, it was one of the more popular ones I had in 2020. And we felt like we should go, you know, even before I got this prophetic word for March, where this is part of the word, I felt like we needed to do this. We needed to do some type of training to activate. In fact, I'm going to be doing my latest 2-hour online training called How to Activate Seeing and Hearing in the Spirit. And it's March 20th. In fact, it's this Saturday. And I'm going to open up areas of the seer gift, and it's going to take things to a whole new level. You don't have to be a seer or a prophet because God wants to activate this. You have a gift in you that's from the Lord. And that gift, you know, the gift is from the Lord. That gift can start to activate at a new level. So we're going to include some seeing and hearing exercises. And also, it's taken me a lifetime to develop this over me. I've worked this, 62 now, and I've been living this message out for a very long time. But I found ways to accelerate the process of learning. And maybe you need hope or feeling discouraged right now, or maybe you're ready to enter into the new season to hear God at a new level. But I tell you, I'll be releasing a fresh new prophetic word. And now in all of my events, we just give prophetic words when we can. But this is a prophetic word for the, more global. How to get you to the next level, how to increase your spiritual senses, sharpen your ability to see, hear, and understand, how to remove those blocks. Now, I've been talking about it, I pray a lot over it, during my podcast, but this will be taking you deeper in it. Practical training on seeing and even interacting with angels, the deeper understanding of the seeing, hearing, and understanding anointing that Jesus talked about. And how to remove the obstacles and the pitfalls. It's going to be one powerful, powerful time. So You know, it's like a school of ministry right in your own home. It's how to activate seeing and hearing in the spirit, March 20th. Just go to DougAddison.com/see and hear. DougAddison.com/see and hear. And I hope to see you there. And also, it'd be great if you invite someone to this. And wow, I just believe God's doing something new. We're entering into the season next week of Passover. So I'm excited. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.